Chapter 5. Attractions. London has got a lot of exciting attractions, and I haven't got enough time to see all of them. I'm trying to choose which of these popular places to visit. I'd like to discover more about London's horrible past, and the place to do that is the London Dungeon. There are actors and wax models inside. You can meet famous criminals like Jack the Ripper and Guy Fawkes. Visitors experience the smells and sounds of ancient London and the dirty streets. They also see a recreation of the Great Fire of 1666, which is very dramatic. Tourists can take part in an interactive show and become a criminal in a London court. If I go there, I hope the judge won't decide to cut off my head. London is full of ghosts. The most famous haunted places are Hampton Court Palace and Drury Lane Theatre. Hampton Court was the home of King Henry VIII. People have seen the ghosts of two of Henry's wives, Jane Seymour and Catherine Howard, in the ancient rooms. In fact, the security TV cameras took a video of a mysterious figure opening and closing doors. Tourists have an option to look for ghosts at the Tower of London. People have seen 10 different ghosts at the tower. The most famous of these is Anne Boleyn, another wife of King Henry VIII. The king's men murdered Anne in the tower in 1536. People say her ghost sometimes walks around with her head in her hands. There are 300 wax models of famous people in Madame Tussauds, including the royal family, and they look so real. Did you know it takes about 4 months to make each model, and they put about 100,000 hairs on each head? That's a place I will definitely visit. Warner Brothers Studio Tour is the perfect place to explore the magic world of Harry Potter, my favourite fantasy character. I'm really excited about this tour. I'm going to visit Platform 9 and 3 quarters at King's Cross Station. The young wizards took a train to Hogwarts School from there. Then, I'm going to buy a magic wand from the Harry Potter shop in the station. After that, I'm walking to the invisible 12 Grimald Place. The offices of the Order of the Phoenix were there. I hope it won't be invisible when I arrive. If you like detective stories, you'll love the Sherlock Holmes Museum. It shows the home of famous characters, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The museum is in an old house on Baker Street, and it looks exactly like the author's description of the house at number 221B in the stories. When you arrive at the museum, Dr. Watson meets you outside the door. Then, Sherlock Holmes's servant, Mrs. Hudson, takes you around the house. The rooms are full of objects from the stories, like a magnifying glass, an old newspaper, and a violin. Visitors can also see the notes in Watson's diary and wax figures of Sherlock Holmes and other characters from the books.